أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City and focusing on the Huruf al-Muqatta'at area, which is the 29 chapters, beginning with a unique letter combination, we've been looking at Dawaseen place. Now these are the three chapters or three surah that begin with Dawaseen. And today we're going to look at the last of these, which is Suratul Qasas. Suratul Qasas is translated as the story. See, Qissa is a story that is passed down from generation to generation. There are 88 ayat and it's a Makki surah. So what is the focus of this surah? The focus is literally the story of Prophet Musa. And it talks about those who defiantly oppose divine guidance and accountability. And it's contrasted to those who believe. Mainly the story of Qarun presents an ideology of extravagance, arrogance, and hoarding, and has no importance or gives no importance to the Akhirah. Methods of recitation, it's a remedy for illnesses and worry. And we've divided the surah into five sections. Now the surah starts off with Ta-Si-Meen. Tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. Just like the other ones, these are the verses of the book that clarifies things. So these three surahs actually start off by saying that something's going to be clarified here. First section is the story of Prophet Musa. And it's the first 50 ayat, ayat 1 to 50. Describes the oppression suffered by the Bani Israel by Fir'aun, who ruled them by weakening them. And the way he weakened them was to make them into factions, because he knew if they unified, he would not be able to keep them weak. So he was an evil genius who created corruption. Says, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. But we intend to favor those who are deemed weak in the land. We will make them the leaders, the imams, and we will make them the heirs. That's an awesome promise. The story then goes on to Prophet Musa's mom. Her name was Yukabid, who is asked to put him in the water. He can be saved from being killed by Fir'aun's soldiers. And we see how Allah helps. Ayah 10, Allah says, وَأَصْبَحَ فُعَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. Allah emptied out the overwhelming in her heart. إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا عَرَّبَتْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. She would have told the soldiers because she was so overwhelmed by it. But Allah says, we strengthened her heart. He is rescued by Fir'aun's wife, Asya, who cares for him in Fir'aun's palace. And Allah reunites him with his mom. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. We returned him back to his mom. Is somebody from Fir'aun's men, an Egyptian, bullying somebody of the Bani Israel. And to break up the fight, he strikes him and the man dies. Warned by his skill, ayah 20, Allah says, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَجْعَى. And a man comes running from the remote part of the city. He says, Musa, you have to go because they will kill you. He turns toward Madain and the dua is beautiful. رَبِّي أَنْ يَحَدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Ayah 22, maybe my Rabb will guide me into the right path. To Madain, he encounters two sisters. He helps them in watering their sheep. They return to take him back to their father, who employs them, and he eventually marries one of the sisters. And his dua was, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. It is ayah 24. My Rabb, I am in need of whatever good you would send down to me. The word faqir is that which breaks the back, a burden. This is a dua for desperation. It's phenomenal. So the employment contract ends, he leaves with his family and he encounters with the fire where he hears divinity speak to him. It tells him, ayah 30, Ya Musa, inni anallahu rabbil alameen. Surely I am Allah, the master, the Rabb of the worlds. Even the miracles of the staff turning into a snake and the illuminated hand. And he's told or he's ordered to go to Fir'aun. Asks for his brother Harun in ayah 34 to go with him, and Allah says that he will strengthen him with his brother. with Fir'aun. Fir'aun claims divinity and asks Haman, his advisor, to build him a tower, a tall tower, so he can go to the heavens and challenge the God of Musa. Fir'aun is subsequently drowned. Prophet Musa is given the Torah. And on hearing this, the Moccans demand the miracles like those given to Prophet Musa. Section looks at the followers of divine guidance, those who believe, and this is ayah 51 to 55, and this is contrasted with section 3, where you have the deniers of divine guidance and their questioning on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, and that's ayah 56 to 75. Then we have the story of Qarun. Now this is from ayah 76 to 84, and he is the epitome, the example of extravagance, of arrogance and hoarding. Treasures were so vast that to keep them all somewhere needed the gates to be shut by heavy weights or heavy logs of wood, which would take a strong band of people to carry. Advised to do good to others, to make the akhirah priority, and not to cause corruption in the land. But he showed off, and he used to say, "Innama utituhu ala ilmin indi." I have been given this only on account of my own knowledge. Of those who had worldly aspirations, the materialistic people, you say, used to say, "We wish we could have what Qarun has. He is so fortunate." But those who were given knowledge would say, "Waylakum. Oh my goodness, the compensation for good deeds is better for the one who believes and does good," and sabr is highlighted. And then an incident happens. Ayah 81 says how he is sunk into the earth with all his wealth and no one could help him. And suddenly those who wish to be like him said, "Now we know Allah yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u min ibadihi wa yaqdir." It is Allah who controls sustenance. He amplifies, he gives more, or he takes away to whoever he wishes. Not being gracious to us, we would have been like this too. We would have been ungrateful. Finally, it ties up with the last section, which is section 5, where all things will return to their Rabb. And it's really amazing, because in ayah 85, Allah tells the Prophet, "Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Qur'an," the one who made the Qur'an binding on you, "la radduka ila ma'ad," he will bring you back to your destination. In other words, O Muhammad, he will take you back to Makkah. And he says, "Rabbi ya'lamu man ja'a bil huda wa man huwa fi dhalalin mubin." My Rabb knows best, the one who brought the guidance and the one who is in error. So the surah starts off by how Prophet Musa is returned back to his mom. And here we find the Prophet will be returned back to Makkah. He is told that the Quran is a mercy from the Rabb. And the last ayah says that all of us and everything will be returned back to Allah. He says, "Wala tad'u ma'a Allahi ilahan akhar." Do not call with Allah any other God. "La ilaha illa hu." There is no God but He. "Kulla shay'in halikun illa wajhu." Everything is perishable but He. "Lahul hukmu wa ilayhi turja'un." For Him is wisdom and to Him everything will return. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq. Lessons from the life of the prophets, especially this one, the life of Prophet Musa. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.